Kelson Reed attacked two security guards at the Sioux Area Hospital last year when they asked his girlfriend to leave his room, a judge heard Friday. He became upset, wanted to go with her, and head-butted the two men when they were in the doorway on the afternoon of June 6, prosecutor Blair Hagen said. Reed attempted to bite one of them and broke the other guard's skin with his nails. Both received minor injuries. The accused threatened to kill one of the men and his family, the assistant Crown attorney told Ontario Court Justice Catherine Keogh. He also lit up a cigarette and proceeded to smoke it in the building, which had signage indicating smoking wasn't allowed there. When city police officers responded to a 911 call, shortly after 12 noon, he became aggressive and lunged at them. Reed, 30, pleaded guilty to assaulting the security guards, threatening and mischief for lighting up in the hospital room. The Crown and defense lawyer Sarah Tucci jointly called for a sentence of 265 days, the equivalent of the time her client has served in custody since his arrest, and 2 years probation. Reed's actions were captured on camera at the hospital, Hagen said, and the video recorded his agitated behavior towards staff. He also was combative with the cops, all the people who were trying to help him, the prosecutor said. Smoking in a hospital is extremely dangerous, particularly in rooms where there is oxygen. These convictions, combined with his criminal record, which includes assault, threatening and sexual violence offenses, call for a lengthy period of incarceration, Hagen said. Reed was in a drug-induced psychosis, and doesn't remember the incident, Tucci told the court. A former London, aunt. Resident, Reed discovered cocaine, at the age of 16, in his brother's room after he died in a motorcycle accident, and has been addicted since then. The father of two, is sick and tired of the life he has been living, and is looking forward to getting further treatment, the defense said. Reed told the judge he's very remorseful for his actions. During his 24-month probation, Reed can have no communication or contact with the two security guards, and must not be within 25 meters of them, except when attending the hospital for medical reasons. He can't possess any weapons, and must take any recommended assessment, counseling, and rehabilitative programs for substance abuse, psychiatric, psychological, and bereavement issues. Keogh also imposed a 5-year weapons prohibition and ordered Reed to provide a DNA sample for the National Registry.